That's a vibe. That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe podcast.
That's a vibe podcast.
That's a vibe podcast.
Yo, that's a vibe podcast. I'm here with my co-host for the day.
We got Manson. And the third, as you know,
and you got the impeccable Dooku, man.
Jeez.
So let's get into it, man. Hip hop history, Madison Square Garden, D Block, the Lox versus Dipset, Diplomats.
Epic night.
Hip hop history.
Epic night.
What's your highs?
Only a high, man. There's no lows, man. It's only a high. That's all it is, man. It was for the culture. It was just for the hip hop, for core hip hop fans. Man,
yeah,
it's beautiful, man. Beautiful.
I would say it did bring that whole old energy back, that whole old vibe of you know, just hip hop. Literally, just having that old feeling when I was younger, having like two good groups. Showing their talent.
Yeah, man. It shaped the whole, because everybody remembers that 2003,
yep.
Dipset in 2003. Oh my days. It's just from that era, I think 2003, 2008. Like, obviously for me, myself, going through college, and they were like the soundtrack for our lifestyle. You know,
I think that's when you got the first iPod, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nah, that must have been too soon, because I remember when we moved from Walkmans to CD players, and we used to have like the little £10 Alba CD players.
Yeah,
Dipset CD.
So I think my first copyright CD was actually a Diplomat album.
What was that?
I'm all that legit stuff. But do you know what? I beg.
What was that Dipset CD where they were doing? I think they did the Gangs of New York cover.
Can't remember. Is that one of the mixtapes?
Yeah, it was. They were all black, and then they had the suits on.
I can't remember. You know,
sounds familiar.
That sounds really. Can't remember. You know, I just can't remember that.
No, I can't remember that either.
I was trying to think.
That sound familiar, but I don't remember that.
That was one of the Dipset mixtapes.
Yeah. DJ K Slay, when he used to do the Dipset mixtape, host them, and it's just the memories, man. I just brought it back. But anyway, back to Madison Square Garden, though. Like, shout out to, like, obviously Swiss and Timbo for even doing this whole, they made the whole ambiance, the way they made it into like a battle rap sort of the planning. Yeah.
It was like a fight. They had,
had to.
It was like a fight.
Is it Buffett?
Yeah.
Warren
Buffett.
Yeah. Oh,
legendary announcer. Like, just to set the tone.
But it's funny, like, but he's low key shook, though. You see him when he saw too many people on stage. He's like, wait.
Why did I receive this check?
Hey, it was funny, man. I was like,
money.
Nah, I don't know what he did, man. He got paid and he bounced, man. He done what he's done to you. But as I said, I wish I was in the room, man. It's just one of the things that
I would have been.
It's crazy. And it's just, obviously all shout out to the Lox, because boy, they put on the show. I just feel Dipset, obviously they weren't memorable that night. They're memorable because of their Dipset and their, you know, their history. But they were flustered, man. And the thing is, they weren't prepared. They're just underprepared, I think.
You know what it is? It's the unity of the group. So, like, Dipset, like, they haven't performed together. Obviously, Corona, but even prior to that, they haven't performed together as a group for a while.
Yeah.
So, the group unity and the showmanship of the togetherness of putting on a show and knowing each other's lyrics and the energy of bouncing each off each other during shows, it wasn't there. But yeah, the Lox been performing together for 30 years plus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but to be honest, when the Lox gave the interview, there were rehearsals prior to that happening. So they still had time to at least sort out a DJ. Because I heard that was Cameron's personal DJ. And his everything was centered around Cameron. But if they actually done a proper concise set.
Shout out to DJ Technique. DJ Hit him Tech.
Yeah.
Get something from the Napalm Files.
Yeah, but as you said, with the Lox, look how the DJ locked in with them. Proper locked into them. It's like he was part of the group.
You know what? I think it's an element of everything. Because when you start looking at Dipset, it's like, I think, yeah, there's a unity part of it, but at the same time, there's the individual aspects of it as well. I don't know, in comparison, if you look at someone like Jadakiss, he's been, you know what, they're all GOATs. They're all greatest of all time.
They're all of them.
There are different types of GOATs out there. When you start to look at, and I think we had this conversation once before, there's old school musicians that have elevated to be, you know, moguls, which is grand. And when I look at Joel Santana, I'm just thinking, what else is there? you know, when I look at Cameron, I'm like, what else is there? If I look at Jim Jones, I'm like, what else is there? But when you start to look at other individuals, you start to see growth. And I feel like the Dipset team, there hasn't been growth, in my personal opinion. So I think that's why there's a partial setbacks, whether you've had rehearsals.
Do you mean growth as a team or growth as individuals?
Both.
No, do you know, to be fair, Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy's consistent. Yeah, Jim Jones
has had. Yeah, he's consistent.
Cam's consistent.
Yeah, so Jim Jones, like he brought a couple EPs. I think his last one.
Cam's selling Viagra now. Cam got that hot horsepower.
Oh, Chapo. So they.
Yeah, Jim Jones, my guy. Like, I've been listening to Jim Jones for a hot minute more than I've been listening to anybody else. Because, like, I think for me, it started off with Cameron, then it went
Fraud Report with Harry Fraud.
Yeah.
It's a banger.
It moved on from Cameron to, like, Jewels and then Jim Jones, and it just stuck with Jim Jones. But I don't know, man. Jadakiss has got the hunger, man. He's like, he's still like. Like year one, he's still got that hunger, man.
Stars P puts out a project like every year.
Stars P is just naturally on it.
Yeah. And same with Sheik. Sheik is the elephant in the room. He don't get much praise.
You know what? Yeah, I didn't like the way that, like, I saw, like, in ends and on the internet, people were like, "Oh, Sheik," like kind of downplaying Sheik. Like they forgot about the Don Gorilla Silverback.
No,
like,
he played his position. This is why I love about hip hop. It filters the people that are there that actually understand people's projects to the people that just outside looking. Oh yeah, I've heard of Sheik before. Yeah. Some people don't know who Sheik is, but if they go,
they don't even know who the Lox are.
Thank you. And if they go back from the Bad Boy days when these guys were 18, 19, but they've been doing it early at a high level.
Real songs with Big.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Mary.
Exactly. Now you know that.
They were doing songs with Mariah before Meek.
Yeah, no, that's true.
No, I mean, Murder Mace.
I don't know if it shows my age, but at the same time, a lot of young generation ain't gonna be invested to know about these artists, but the verses have made them go back to their catalogs, doubled up the streams.
That's true. I think with all of that said, it's I mean, those generations or those who don't know more about the Lox and Dipset, we don't pay that no mind because that's just background talking and that's just background noise. I think the people that are invested in experience and invested in themselves, knowing both parties, is we are the ones that are speaking on it and we are the ones that actually listen to it as well. So I think for us that have experienced, you know, Dipset, because Dipset is a mad team. It's a mad team. So for me to see Dipset, which is one of my favorites as well, perform like that, it was just like
it was heartbreaking. It was a bit heartbreaking.
Yeah, I expected more.
Do you know? Do you know what? To be fair, it's like I'm just happy that all of them are healthy and all on the same stage for one.
Facts.
But the only thing is, as Manson, as you said, that is underwhelming because they missed out so many hits, man.
Yeah.
Like, at least play some. Like, the thing is,
I wanted Cam to do What Means the World to Me. I wanted Cam to do What Means the World to Me. Yeah,
but everybody's got fan favorites.
I wanted them to do.
Everybody's got a song that's fan favorite. Everybody's got a fan favorite song. Like, that's the thing. They, as Jadakiss said in the interview with Breakfast Club, yeah, he said, what do you call Dipset? They left the clip at home. They left their clip at home, and it might have been a different. It might have been a. The night wouldn't have gone so one-sided. That's what I think.
I agree.
You know what I mean? It wouldn't go that one-sided.
I agree.
Man, at least you know, Versus. Yeah, I know it's all giving their flowers. I'm gonna stop. Yeah. I'm gonna stop using that term. I'm gonna make up my own thing. But giving that praise, like yeah, whatever. Praise, kudos, whatever. Yeah,
giving them praise while they're still raised.
Yeah, yeah. See, Bob, you better trademark that thing. Yeah. So, I get that, but you, in any essence of a battle or something like that. Yeah. In essence, at least go track for track. A DJ should be like, oh, you know, just in case they play this, I should play this. You should do like for like. And I feel like Dipset just played anything. You know what I mean?
They played the they had a game plan, but they didn't switch up the game plan.
I don't think they had a game plan.
During because they had reversed the "We ready," the Dipset anthem. We are ready. No.
That was poor, we man. That, come on.
So even, I feel like they had a little plan. Like even if it was a little plan, they had some sort of a plan. They had the beach chair plan.
Even the synchronization of "We are ready" was not going.
Thank you.
It wasn't ready.
We are ready.
What
we? I feel sorry for Freaky Zeke. Yeah. I understand that everybody's not in a position to be rap star in the group. Sometimes every player, you know, every soldier's got his place.
Yeah,
you can't be position. Sometimes you're not frontline, sometimes you're not commander. It's I understand that, but even Freaky Zeke was making a fool of himself. I didn't understand it because at least ad-lib the songs, but he was jumping up around fist pumping and elbow jerking and stuff. I was like, come on, Freaks, man.
Yeah, being the backup dancer.
And the part, you know, come on Manson, so you know the memes that came out. Yeah, the way Locks, D Block, Rough Riders in this place, the way they made him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
Cameron tried to boy the ting low key. Man bought a beach chair that he needed one of his helpers to put up just to Stars P to bat him up.
Cam thought he was gonna be on that beach chair for a while, but they couldn't hold it down. You live in Miami, Cam. Stop it.
I straight for the hood. Hey, listen, I don't understand what this whole beach chair thing is about, man. You can't be.
It's gimmicks. It's gimmicks.
Styling. Yeah, you're styling on them. You know, listen, the Americans like to style on them.
You can't be styling on someone without coming with smoke.
Thank you.
Without no smoke, there's no fire.
Thank you.
So you can't be doing that. And listen, we are the consumers. We're not even in the entertainment industry, but Jewels, he's been there. So what kind of comment and statements are you making the Locks? Oh, you don't make tunes to the ladies, or
uneducated, what are you talking man? About? You can tell that he doesn't even know the Locks' catalog. The way
how
the well has he? Because it happens sometimes. Sometimes
how
they only know the commercial tracks. But sometimes
your wife knows it. Your wife knows it.
Kimbella knows this. Kimbella
knows this.
Yeah.
So what you?
She got caught in 4K.
What are you talking about?
No, do you know,
singing Honey?
It don't make sense. We got songs with a Grammy.
You know what as well? You know as well? D Block, yeah. You know how they killed Dipset? They brought Mace out in the songs. They brought Harlem with them.
Yeah.
They brought Harlem with them. They put out the tracks with Mace, bruv. Yeah.
And Styles P was very. Styles P was.
Shout out to Max B.
He took the mantle.
Maxie, Wave Guard. Yeah, free Max B, come home soon.
He stole Jim Jones' limelight to big up his boy.
Yeah, man.
It's all tactics. It's all rent free in the yard.
And you know what?
Rent free.
What done it for me? Yeah, it was done already for me, because I don't know if you know Noah, because Zeke's has been he's been the one that's been telling me about Locks for years, if you remember. And I'm not really that type of guy to be listening to the Locks, Uncle Murder, all them type. I like the whole West Coast type of tunes.
Me too, man. I'm G-Funk all the way, man.
Yeah, see, I'm that vibe. So slowly, now and then, I might pick up on a new one. But don't get twisted, because I used to like. Up with like Lil Kim, Mobb Deep, Fat Joe, all them type of tunes, but there's some underground tunes or some dark tunes that you're just like, you know what, yeah, it's a miss for me. But Dipset, I grew up on Dipset. Like I said, I got my first counterfeit CD back to back from my Philly boys. Dipset, and I'll be banging that through my first high system and all of that. So
that's why I saw you wearing pink and M.
You're a joker, bro. Yeah. The whole bandana thing. So I grew up with Dipset, but when I started to listen to the old school tunes from the Lox, it got me that feeling, man. The same feeling I was expecting to get with Dipset, it never came through. And then what shat on it on top of it was when Jadis Kiss started spitting, man. That just done it for me, man.
Yeah, then freestyles were
the band from TV?
Oh, man.
Then freestyles was worse than flipping tracks sometimes, man.
Man.
And it's as I said, they're a nasty piece of work, man. The Lox, man. They're warlocks that night. Man. Turned into warlocks, man. Because I've always been a big fan of them individually. Even Jadakiss's first 7 Stars P, Sheik's first time. I follow Sheik. And it's all because of the Rough Riders. All stemmed from the whole movement when D-Block was proper solid. You know what I mean? But the Lox, them three, the Trinity, oh, man, these guys are... As I said, I hope they do... it seems like they're going to... They got a lot of exposure from this. I'm so happy for them.
They're going to do another album. They did an album, I think, last year.
Yeah, they did an album. Yeah.
Living off experience.
Yeah, living off experience, man. Yeah, man. But the sad thing is, people are not going to catch wind of that.
They will now.
Because Lox is not popular conversation. No, back then, because the whole essence of rap has changed.
Yeah. Now we're too deep.
Yeah. Now most of the new rappers are all talking about the same thing. Either they look like the
I got my drip. I got my bitch. Yeah. I got the stick. I got the bitch. Then the clip.
And you know, I don't mind some of it.
I like it.
I'm not one of them guys that can't. You know, I've got open ear. Yeah. But some of it's okay. But sometimes there's a time and a place for solid, concrete, conscious, skillful rap.
No, but I think that's with it. Music, everyone's going to make the music and you find what you want to listen to.
No, but music's become a bit loose forget, now,
it,
man.
It does shape up history, because what's happening now is that, yeah, we might like, you know, this type of mumble rap or the trap old school rap or whatever type of rap.
I don't even think it's mumbling, because when I listen to it, I know exactly what them man are saying.
Yeah, same here. Like even Moneybagg Yo, he's like one of my favorites at the moment, and his last tune, Shotters, somebody will listen to it and say, "What the hell is he saying? Ha ha, blah blah, da 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 da, shutter, da 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 da, ha ha ha, laughing to the bank, like ha." Like people are like, "What the hell is he saying?" But you can hear what he's saying and you can understand, which there are some punchlines that goes over your head, but in comparison to Mobb Deep or, you know, Jadakiss spitting, you know, or Fat Joe, is different. But again, when you look at it overall, it's what the consumers want. And at this moment in time, it seems like we're shaping history to a point where people now, rappers now, don't even freestyle. I don't style for free, because they're allowing their talent, you know, to be capped at a price, which I understand because it's your art. But it comes to a point where people don't even freestyle no more, because it's...
I mentioned the game is not meant to be told, it's meant to be sold, man.
Which is true.
The only time you're seeing a rapper freestyle now is on Flex or Big Boy.
It has to be a paid show.
But people can't spit.
Or maybe $1 million worth of game.
You're right, the art of spitting, it's true. Listen, you can't. Let's be realistic.
Yeah. Can't spit. Forget all the old school people. Now, who can really spit on a mic? Tory Lanez can spit on a mic. Meek Mill can spit on a mic. Migos can spit on a mic. Who else can?
There's a lot of rappers out there.
Benny the Butcher. There's people out there, rappers
that everybody knows.
Mainstream.
You see what I'm saying?
But you know, freestyle's not even popular anymore that much. You know, it's weird.
But because it's, you get other people to write your lyrics now.
Yeah, true.
And
true.
The history's changing. And this is what I'm saying. Because even when Jada was like, "Hey, I thought, look, he's like Swizz, Tim. This is a battle. Let's go old school. This is a battle rap. Like, you lot got bars." Yeah. Cameron tried to do something. Yeah, I don't know what he tried to do.
He
should have kept his mouth shut.
Yeah,
maybe because he moved to Miami. I don't know.
Yeah,
no. No, you know what it is, yeah? Cam can freestyle because he's from that era. I think the crowd. What happened in that moment was.
Do you know what happened?
They said stop. And then Cam tried to force the freestyle when there wasn't meant to be nothing. So that's why they were like, boo, you're trying to say something when you shouldn't. Do you know what I mean?
Nah. If they did that to Jada will make his voice heard and the punchlines heard, which will keep everyone's mouth shut or cheering. I think Dipset had too much comfortability. Even the way they move, even the way
there was too many men on stage in the first place.
I was saying that earlier on that it conflicted like the sound as well. There's all like, hey, yo, you know, it's too much.
It's sad as well because as you went to say, so with the Unity, like they all had their individual managers there on stage.
Damn,
that just shows that's how the part of the game's got now. They're both their own entity now. It's sad. Sometimes they should have came together. Look how Locks were like. Meet her
seamless,
in a 5 minute
seamless.
That's just normal. Like know, brothers on stage.
You didn't
like,
know where Sheik began and Styles ended.
Thank you.
And Kiss ended.
They complemented each other.
They were a three headed snake. They were three-headed, the dog from
that's
Harry Potter.
Hydra things. They were there, Hydra bro. Thing.
I was waiting for Styles piece to give a little killer, like a little killer moment, man. But that didn't happen, man.
What? He did not get high, bro. He did his solo.
No, and he done that track with him and Jadakiss.
No, I wanted to do like a mad freestyle, man.
No, Jadakiss.
Because in the beginning, he was like, yeah, I'm ready to smoke. And I think he said something like, I got bars. He was saying, I got bars.
No, but when you think about it, he didn't have to pull out that because they had
he didn't, yeah, because
they had
already,
it won. They had
defeated.
It won.
Yeah,
yeah, like
they're already defeated.
That was in the bag for if Diplomat, shall I say, came with something. That put them backs against the wall.
Man, I was waiting for that Joel Santana old school Rap City. Is it Rap City?
Yeah, a big Tigger, that freestyle thing.
I
yeah.
Word, one of
clap
that old
on,
school.
Clap for, yeah. He come clapped on. With his hands.
Come on, man.
Come.
This is Thomas Edison on my stones or some crap. Like, listen, man. I don't know why.
Cam's one of my top ten rappers.
Cam is cold.
Cam's one of my top 10 rappers.
Cam can make a mediocre tune and make it bang. Cam is that guy. So I don't understand what happened, but again, it comes down to unity, individuals. I've seen Jadakiss in particular grown to a different level compared to the rest in them.
No, but to be fair, you know, I think, as you said before, I think Jadakiss has always had the hunger. He hasn't actually he stayed in his own lane.
Mm-hmm.
And he's competed at the same
time.
Yeah, because Jadakiss,
he's got that hunger.
Yeah, Jadakiss,
the rest of them do.
Top five DOA.
Yeah, Jadakiss is one of them guys that you can never say he's had a bad verse on a feature or on his own songs. And it's very rare for our eyes to have that.
Jadakiss has been.
I think that's the whole Locks though.
Yeah,
that's true. But
that's
again,
the whole Locks. You've never seen P.
That's true.
You've never seen Sheik fall short.
The reason why I say Jadakiss in particular, because I'll say he's more mainstream for more people to know him more than anybody else. But even him being mainstream, he's not even mainstream.
I think it's a toss up between P and Jada for the mainstream.
Yeah, because Jadakiss is the only one with the major deal. So he's going to always have more coverage than the others. And Jada's is more accessible. Jada's been doing more features, more collaborations.
Yeah.
Sheik and Styles P had their own independent lanes. Yeah, they've got their own independent lane. That's why we see more of Jadakiss. Jadakiss is more active in the sport of this, bringing an album, bringing body of work.
But there's no difference to any of them because they all have hunger. When I look at Dipset's side, everyone's so chilled.
But to be fair to them, is
Jimmy
Harlem,
Jimmy got hunger. Jimmy
Harlem,
got hunger.
No, Harlem is
Jimmy
they're very swaggadocious, man. They don't have to be bullies on the track. They're suave.
I think
the whole demeanor suave.
I think Jimmy. He doesn't have that hunger. I think he has the passion just to drop music.
Listen to Laps Around the Sun, man.
No, I know about Jim's, but what I'm saying is that I feel like he doesn't have that hunger, like, I need to make this track to put money on the table.
I feel like he just raps because he's okay, because his rap skills actually improved because his last two tapes
Jimmy's albums, really wordplays. From now,
yeah, it's been good, man. Like, it's been surprising.
Going back to American Gangster,
yeah, it's been surprising.
That was cold.
Summer in Miami.
I like them tunes, man.
But like the rapping ability compared to now,
there is
wordplay.
But
Jimmy's a whole different animal. Whole different animal, same beast.
Yeah, and Jim Jones has been more consistent than Cameron with Cameron's project. The lyrics that Jim Jones. That's why you probably swing more to Jim Jones because his songs are all. It's weird with his songs. It's more. You gravitate more to Jim Jones because of the swagger and the way he portrays, where Cameron sometimes can come a bit boring sometimes if you hear his full start to finish, like, you know what I mean, like and obviously his tone has changed. He goes, Medellin. And he's like, when the rapper's tone change, Like it feels boring.
Cam switched up his flow. Like I think like yeah. couple attack because he came out fast.
Yeah,
awesome carriage.
Yeah,
days was fast. Sports money. Was it sports?
Sports drugs and entertainment.
Yeah, SDE. That was fast. SDE. He was fast. Yeah. And then Killer Cam. Them that era.
When he got the Def Jam with Rockefeller and stuff.
Medium
yeah,
flow.
It was. He became more of the artist because remember, raps change. If you hear a rapper from 98 to 2001 to 2005, it's so different now. Now we're taking more of the, remember, rap has evolved because we take elements from the South, from the West. People just fuse now. Mm. Rap has changed, man. But Nas is one of the guys that's always stayed the same. Nas always has the same tone, but he knows how to adapt.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Nas. You give him a good beat and he's great.
I think you could say that. I think the three that have adapted very well, not the three, but the four that have adapted very well. Well, I'd say three. Jada, Styles, and Jim have adapted well to the new school rap.
I agree to that.
Yeah. I think they've adapted well. Like all their new projects. Like,
but do you know what? I've still got space for Sheik because Sheik's adapted because
not yet. Sorry. Sheik just dropped
Beast Mode. Beast Mode 4. And he got four coming out soon. Three? I think he got four coming out soon.
And that was hard. Sheik has adapted. My bad.
They don't have to do much.
All the locks, they've kept it current, and they got artists. They got new artists as well.
Why? Because they,
which is keeping them fresh.
They're hungry, man. I thought
they just built a studio as well.
I might be wrong because they're hungry.
They just built Jim Jones,
in my opinion, he's doing it because that's his passion. That's what he likes to do. The same as Conor McGregor. He can retire, but he just likes to fight. Do you see what I'm saying? He's not doing it because he's hungry. He's doing it because he just likes to fight.
But are any of them like? Let's be clear. Mm. These men are caked up.
They all got.
They,
money.
They don't need to rap.
That's true.
So you can say that they're all hungry. They don't need to rap. Jada got a juice bar. Styles got a couple juice bars. Like she got like his studio you, there. He's got his stock. He's got his stock in progression, the juice bars.
If you're 40 you know year old, I mean? Most rappers are 40 years old now, bro. They've been in the game for 20 years.
What's Joel Santana then?
No, to be fair,
he just came off the bird.
From doing what?
Like obviously, I think he's
being stupid.
I think he's just, you know what it is,
have you ever like okay, you know you go to the airport, like I know it's not the same, but sometimes no liquids, and you forget. Like you got the burner on you so much.
You got a manager?
You actually forget that you have the burner on you and you go through and oh shit, I'm in customs. Oh crap, I got the burner on.
You've been in this game
for
how long, bro? Exactly.
No, but still, man.
We're talking about men in their 40s. Man in their 40s. Exactly.
You forget, innit? Sometimes you forget. You forget you got it on
40
you.
Years on this earth and you keep forgetting. Okay.
No,
you're a musician and you have influence on other people.
Don't get me wrong, it's a mistake, but
it was a big mistake for him. As I said,
being human is.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Do you know what? Is it everybody entitled to?
How many of your favorite rappers have made a mistake?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. And as I said, it's human error.
All my favorite rappers are dead, except for Fabulous and Jada and Luda. Do you know what I mean?
So you could say that they've made mistakes in their life, which has caused their untimely death.
We're human beings, man. We all make mistakes, man. Hey, I swear, Joel Santana lost his teeth as well.
No, do you know what I think?
What happened with that?
I think he got the veneer. He got the new dress.
No. He lost his teeth. No, all his teeth was gone because of drugs, I think.
Yeah, lean.
I'm not sure. Allegedly, it was a lean.
I think in 08, 09, because I think he lost it around 08. You know, 2010 when Lean Game, when Lil Wayne came out, that Lean Game was strong, bro.
Yeah.
They were on the rock star thing. And
I think it's still strong now, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's true. Because now
Moneybagg Yo didn't make a song out about it.
Yeah, no, it's deep because some people want to go into a certain state of mind to make. And so they're so dependable on it now. Like it's become second nature. They need it just to feel like they can function.
I don't judge no man's
drug. No, brother. As I said, I don't judge no man. If I ain't been through it myself, I can't stand there and say that.
If you remember when August Arsina fell in a coma, I think that was the same period where Rick Ross had a seizure, and a few other rappers started falling into seizures and having like heart attacks and all of that. and they were always saying, look, the lean gets to you, man. It gets to a point where it gets to you.
And you're laughing at you brought up Rick Ross.
When he done the moonwalk.
No.
What, when he jumped off the bear?
No, when he got said, by a friend. He was in an interview and he was saying that he's telling a story about when he was having a nice night with a female.
Yeah. With a beautiful woman.
And
I was with a beautiful lady.
And I think after the deed was done and he's sleeping, I think he was in deep. She must have, you know, put him in deep sleep, comatose.
Serious.
And she woke up thinking he's dead.
Oh.
And the sound effects, Rick Ross, when Rick Ross was playing out,
he really killed him.
No, I
and he
that.
Woke up, like, so disoriented. She must have woke him up by the cries. Seriously. And Rick Ross is actually a flipping funny guy, man.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Anyway, sorry to divert, but yeah, but that was flipping funny, man.
That's crazy, man.
No, but you're right, though. I think most rappers, as I think Future commented about that, just to jump on the subject with the whole lean and stuff, that's their money maker. Mm. So even though they stop doing it themselves, they're still going to be obligated to do that sort of music. That's what it's come to now. It pays the bills. If Future's known for a certain sound, and you know what I mean, Molly Percocet, whatever it got to do.
Percocet.
Even though he stopped probably indulging in it like that, he's still pumping out to the youth, man. Yeah. Unfortunately, because it's what sells, it's man.
Sells and what people like.
Unfortunately, man. You know what I mean, everybody's got a price, bro. It's not even funny, bro.
Hey, quick one, not to digress, bro.
So I'm just pouring out a bit of lean.
Scissor sipping or
but you know what? Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to be. Punch. I don't want to be ignorant, yeah, but like some rappers, I don't want to hear you talk knowledgeable. I just want to hear you talk crud. Like
they're not listening to the music, like you said.
Nah, do you know what? No,
some rappers I want to hear, the talk from. I don't want to hear Future talking about stocks and where I should put my money and telling me to drink juice. I want women, ass shaking, lean. Yeah. I swerve the coupe. I just.
It's not ignorant.
In some Gucci flip flaps.
It's not ignorant. It's just
preference. It's just preference. Just like rock music, metal, R&B. It's the same thing. It serves its purpose, man.
You're not gonna listen to that when you want to meditate, right?
No. So I'm gonna put on some Badu, some Jill.
There's time and place for everything that we want.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you know it's just one of those things, man. So
music is emotion, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why you feel different every time you listen to.
Certain music.
It's your
man.
Mood. It's your
gets you in certain places, man. You know what I mean?
Sometimes music can get you in the mood. Sometimes you need gets.
Sometimes you need gospel. Sometimes you need Rich.
Sometimes you need a Kirk Franklin.
with gospel music.
I mean? Sometimes you need a Miss Banks there. Yeah. A little La Vida Loca. You know what I mean? It depends.
Like gospel music for me, I've tried to listen to it and I've tried to like it. It's just not working for me, Brad.
What is it? Is it the backing
vocals? I'm a man of God, but I swear, I think it just takes me back to when I was forced to go.
What about on Sunday?
I think it takes me back to when I was forced to go to Bible studies, man.
You don't pump some Kirk? On a Sunday.
No. I tried. There's another one.
That's it. No.
It sounds
there's my woman, Tiffany. Is it Tiffany Sutton? Whatever her name is, man. But she's I'll find out her name, man.
You know, it's probably your memory that's why, because maybe it sounds too preachy for you, maybe.
Yeah, I just can't.
Is it trauma of having to get ready and put on full suit?
I just
go
get
church.
Forced to go Bible studies when I get there and I cut. Do you know what I mean? But I think look, I'm a man of God, innit? But it just bores me, I think. Tasha Cobbs, that's the one. I like her. I like that one.
Check it out.
But other than that, yeah, it's just not for me, man. I don't know why.
I think it doesn't give you the fuel you need for that hype. I feel like you're like you have hype or you have mellow.
Nah, if you know me, like I listen to every form of music, man. Every form, even
that's
probably
what I'm saying. You have
even probably forms,
you have mellow.
Probably forms like our parents like or songs that you don't like, you know, or even know about. But gospel is just the ones I just don't feel, man. I guess I don't know. It's just probably me.
Well, to be honest, I have listened to it. I can, but I couldn't tell you the last time that I just flung on some gospel for me. But you know, Kirk is there. Kirk is there. You know what I mean? He's on the YouTube music. I'm subscribed. You know what I mean? For when I do need him there.
Didn't he have sex tape?
What, Kirk Franklin?
Kirk Franklin, yeah.
Is that true?
I don't think he had it. I don't know. To be fair, I know he's been through a lot of trouble.
You got to say allegedly. You can't be saying...
Allegedly. Is he addicted to porn or something like that?
Oh, yeah. No, I think his early years, he was, obviously, that was one of his vices. Like,
I heard him going ham on his son as well, man. Have you not heard that?
Yeah, but it's his son's fault.
Yeah, do you know Kirk Franklin? We're all humans. I mean,
what happened with his son?
I think the son was saying something to him.
No, his son, basically, I think with him and the son, the relationship has been rocky for the last 2-3 years. But remember, he's a grown man in his 30s, yeah? And they get that entitlement, like, oh, the other kids with your new wife and stuff, like, they're all good, but I'm here struggling. But they've tried. But he seems like the type of person, son, that, you know, when he wants something and then he bounces for months. Guess what he needs and bounces. Like money get low.
Oh, so he's like a prodigal son.
He looks like one of them ones, man, because obviously from his first situation. But I said it's domestic. It is a domestic anyway, man. I don't know what's going on with that. But he must be straight, man. He got a roof over his head, so he's cool, bro.
I'm not trying to put any negative to Kirk Franklin. It's just something that came to my head. But I mean, we're all humans, like I said. Like, just because.
Yeah. No, Kirk music good, man. Kirk doing his thing, man.
Do you know what? Actually, I'm lying. I remember the old school Kirk Franklin tunes. I used to vibe with my sister, actually, man.
Yeah, Kirk's good, man. Kirk's easy
old school Kirk I like as well, man.
Yeah. Kirk is easy listening to, man. That's what I like about it. He's not ultra serious to the point where it gets too quiry and preachy, but he just has elements and he does good well, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's even got them tunes that you could bang in the summertime, you know what I mean?
No, as I said, like he done decent on the new Space Jams soundtrack.
Yeah, We Win. I like that one.
Yeah, that's right. It's like,
is that with the baby?
Yeah, I didn't like
I like that one.
You was bumping Kurt in your whip.
I like that one.
Bumping Kurt in
the
whip.
The thing that was a good production, but having Little Baby on it felt so weird. But I'm happy for Little Baby to jump on the track like that. But it's so weird, like, you know, like it's so weird. It's like a weird mesh. I was like, rah.
So you watch Space Jam? What do you think of Space Jam?
Yeah, man. Do you know? To be fair,
I haven't seen it yet. Let me know. What do you think?
No, it caught a lot of slack. Because obviously, everybody always compares it to the first one, which they would do.
Which we did with Coming to America, which we shouldn't.
Yeah,
you can't compare. Exactly.
The times are different, man. Everything's PC now, and certain things. As I said, we've come to America. They should have made it 4 years after the original. That should have happened straight away. Listen. And with Space Jam, it's really good. New legacy. I actually like the storyline. It makes sense because it's modern. And I'll let you watch it, man. But
easy watching. Boy. I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. I don't think there's any film that's come out that is a new version of any old film that is good. Hands down.
Let me go in the bank.
No, because some of the you saying that some of the films that you've watched, you think that they're original, they're not, they're remakes.
Which is true, but I'm that type of guy to go and watch an old school film like Dune, which is there's a new version coming out. The old one, I can understand the whole technology side of it and the futuristic side of it where it would make you feel
Tron.
Like it was nice. Tron as well, but even Tron, I never liked the old or new Tron.
Nah, what? Nope. Are you serious?
Yep. Even Dune, I don't like the old Dune.
Oh my god. Okay, I guess this is where we disagree, man, because Tron is a part of the 80s era. Right. 84, but Tron
was all right.
Tron was hard, man. Yeah, I think.
What about Star Wars?
You have to be appreciated with the sci-fi stuff. You have to be a sci-fi guy.
I'd rather go to work than watch Star Wars.
I can see what I'm saying. So. He's not a sci-fi guy. He's not sci-fi.
What? I love sci-fi.
What about Star Trek?
Star Trek? What am I, prick? I ain't gonna watch Star Trek. If I watched the Star Wars,
you didn't watch the new Trek. Movies. Come on, man.
Star Trek? No, I'm not feeling it. I prefer a little bit of Star Wars than Star Trek. And the worst thing about it, I watched Star Wars in uni from beginning, the first ever one to the last one.
Was that the first time you watched it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched all of it.
Did you like it?
All of it. There was some that was decent, I'm not gonna lie. I think the element was, I think when Darth Vader's was revealed to his son or something like that.
Yeah. but as I said, you have to as I said, if you like sci-fi, if any person likes sci-fi. Right,
the type of sci-fi I like.
I want to force strangle you right now.
I don't know what's in your fetish. Don't want to be a part of that fantasy, man. But the type of sci-fi I like is Arrival, Gravity, Inception. Is Inception a sci-fi?
No, Gravity is not a sci-fi.
What, Gravity? Sure. You like Gravity?
No, science fiction. So oh, that was dead. Science fiction is more. That's Gravity is not science. I wouldn't call that. It's more exploration. It's not sci-fi. Like Interstellar, I would call that a science fiction.
Right.
Like, you know, like a fictional. See,
That's the type of vibe. Yeah.
I get you.
Star Trek. I mean, maybe because I've just grown up not to like it. Period.
No,
because
you know what? I don't blame you. When you first watch Star Trek, it's very boring, man. It's very geeky. You have to be really. But obviously, I'm a nerd like that anyway. But it's if you ask anybody to watch one episode of Star Trek, they get bored.
I watched it on cable. And I used to skip that.
Yeah, no. But I used to do the same because you know they had so much different Star Trek, Vincent.
Yeah.
Voyager, Enterprise, Generation.
I watched the ones with the guy from X-Men, Professor X. He was in Star Trek.
Yeah,
right?
He's a Generation. Yeah.
Yeah. So that one was a bit decent.
OG.
Yeah, that was a bit decent, yeah. But. It's not for me, man. It's not for me. But besides the point, I mean, this is just a perspective, so obviously we can agree to disagree. But overall, name me a film that they've made a remake of, which is good.
Okay.
Did you like RoboCop?
RoboCop was good, actually. Yeah.
It was good. I was thinking of what's the other one? Old Sylvester Stallone.
Would you make like Judge Dredd?
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
If you were dreading it, Total Recall was a bit disappointing because the remake of that one.
Old Boy? That's a remake.
Old Boy's alright.
Old Boy's actually the original was crazy.
The original was crazy. The remake was alright, but the original. Yeah, but the original was good.
Old Boy is a big boy. Always a big boy film. I think for me personally, it might just be a bias of view. I don't feel like they're making films like they used to, man.
No, do you know why? Because some films are so CGI driven, and a lot of filmmakers have run out of ideas, so they're making regurgitations of films that you've seen before.
Why?
No, because it's just the ideas. Because that's why they got into the comic books now with the whole Marvel the last 10
man.
Years.
Just get a brain, man. Yeah, you're wasting so much money. Look at Coming to America 2. What's that about, man?
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, unfortunately, nothing's new under the sun. We are kind of reinventing the wheel here, man. And what is actually going to be, there's stuff out there. There's some B movies that probably got some mad storylines, but we're never going to see the light of day. You know what I mean? They want
independent films.
Remember, it's become a business now. So it's like they have to sell movies. And some people want the same old action. As we were saying today, Manson, with Fast and Furious. They're gone.
Oh my God.
The writer's gone out of control.
Blood, I saw a wheel grab the wire. How did the wheel grab the wire and then he got across? How did Dominic Toretto jump out a tank?
Bro.
Land on his feet.
Bro. No scratch, no nothing. Mid-air.
You lot didn't even clock the garms. Weren't even touched. Weren't the tarnished. No blemish whatsoever.
The joke thing
is, all of them should be vegetables by now. Yep. Blood. Contusions.
Did you see the truck land on Tyrese? Blood. In the mine. Come on, man.
I think it was ahead of him. The truck landed right before him. He was behind it.
But filmmakers, the thing is, this is class Fast and Furious. That should be a sci-fi.
They went to space.
Two black musicians, rappers.
How can you tell me you're running through the road with a magnet, right?
Yeah.
And you're only picking up selective stuff.
And what about women and children in restaurants? They're sitting down with metal cups.
Are you telling me that my gold teeth ain't going to fly out my mouth, blood? My dentures.
So far-fetched. It's crazy.
My watch ain't going to, my whole wrist ain't going to pull.
How was Tyrese and Ludacris up in space wearing them old school sea diving suit?
Oh, because
apparently it's airlocked.
It can reach 0. Saturn or Saturn G force.
Of the whole thing, the whole thing is, I didn't hear one word of the movie. I just watched it in the background, just playing games, and I got the whole movie.
No, do you know what? Fast and Furious is a perfect example as a moneymaker. The story has no sense. They want to make number 10. Yeah, I think that'll be the last one.
I think they said they're making 10 and 11 at the same time.
No, they're looking to do like an all-girl cast thing, and I don't know what they're trying to do, but they should let it rest.
Speaking of all-girl cast, Ocean's 12. I think there's Ocean's 11, 12.
Yeah, it was not bad. It was a nice idea. Nice spin.
A female version, which Rihanna joined, which I haven't watched. Have you like watched that?
I've seen parts of it.
It was alright. Rihanna, it was alright.
I've seen parts of it.
I wouldn't watch it again. I'm not gonna lie. The story.
At least the story was continual. At least it was the wife of, I think, one of the characters from the last one.
The main guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny, I think.
Yeah, so
Danny's wife.
At least it was some continuum, like it was some continuation sort of thing. I get that.
Do you know what? For me, I feel like obviously all for women power, and I feel like if they are gonna do something like that, it has to bang. It has to bang.
Not like Ghostbusters.
Even that, I didn't even.
Do you know what? Don't talk about my Ghostbusters, bro. That's a special part of my heart.
Ghostbusters.
You didn't like the all woman Ghostbusters. You liked it.
I liked it. I've got the Blu-ray. It wasn't dead. The thing is, sometimes when you're a super fan,
I liked them back in the day.
They can't do wrong by me.
Sorry, that's my bias.
Shocks, that was garbage.
It wasn't garbage.
Shocks, I'm sorry, that was garbage.
That Ghostbusters. Even Ghostbusters for me when I was growing up, Ghostbusters was crazy. It was a thing for me.
That's why I can say it's garbage.
No,
because I love Ghostbusters.
No, but as I said, it's a different take. If you go there with an open mind, expectation. No, but you can't say it's garbage and then be like.
It was garbage.
It wasn't garbage, though. It wasn't garbage.
Right,
what would you rate out of 10? You got cosign cameos, bro. It wasn't garbage, bro. Dan Aykroyd had his hand in the production. Dan Aykroyd wrote all the Ghostbusters movies. Man was there.
You have Ghostbusters, yeah?
Yeah.
You have all the Ghostbusters lined up in a line, yeah?
Yeah.
You're not watching that.
Sorry, Ghostbusters? Oh, no, but it's a... Remember, you have to treat the new Ghostbusters...
You have the DVDs... But remember,
it's a canon film, so it has nothing to do with the universe of Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
I know that, but I'm saying it's different. It's garbage compared to other Ghostbusters.
But you can't compare it to other Ghostbusters, though. You can't compare it. It's a canon. I shouldn't compare.
But not for
other Ghostbusters, because that's 1 and 2 are set. So
I mean them as Ghostbusters.
Garbage, I think, is a strong word.
I didn't like it.
It didn't please me.
If you didn't like it, what would you rate out of 10?
4.5.
Okay.
4.5, because it had some special effects, but without the special effects, I'd give it a 4.
Okay.
4 is a good one, because garbage should be more in the regions of 1.
1. Yeah.
So you played yourself. Well, I'm joking, I'll play.
If it was trash, I wouldn't give it more than 1.
Yeah, definitely. Like proper things. But anyway, the new one's coming out, Afterlife.
I think I prefer that from the trailers.
Yeah, I prefer that. Yeah, I don't watch trailers, but... That looks good.
I think they got the guy from
Stranger Things.
I would rather watch that.
But that's a continuation of that's actually a sequel to 1 and 2. So that is
as a sequel, just as a film containing Ghostbusters.
Of course.
I would rather watch that than the all woman cast. Ghostbusters.
Nah, I hear you, man.
It didn't appeal to me. I thought the jokes were predictable. The catching of the ghost itself.
You know how Hollywood, the way the monsters died.
They just
took elements of the first and second one and mashed it up. That's what it feels
now
like.
I think about it more, yeah.
Yeah,
nah,
that's what I saw.
You know that. I don't know. Some films are hit and miss. Some films don't have to have a repeat. Do you think a film has to have a repeat watch? Like, it has to have a repeat value? Or
yes.
Can it just be a one and done?
No.
If it's a Scorsese thing, if it's like, it's certain filmmakers that you always go back to.
It depends. Because there's certain people that watch a film and never want to watch it again. and there's certain people that would like to watch it again. I'm that type of person that I don't mind watching a good film over and over again. But at this moment, I don't think there's a film that I'll watch over and over again.
There is films out there, man. Low key.
You know, Disney's doing very well. Disney's doing really well. I feel like they're, and Pixar, I feel like they're doing a lot more meaningful films. There's a thought process.
Soul was really good.
Soul's good. I watched another one.
Raya.
I watched Raya. Raya was pretty good as well. I think the other one was Vivo or something like that. I forgot what it's called. One of these. Luca was a good one.
I still need to watch that.
Yeah. So watch that with I feel like that. Oh, Cruella. Cruella was good. Cruella.
Really?
Yeah, Cruella was
Cruella de Vil.
That's okay. So I'll take my statement, Matt, because I was contradicting that one. Do you know what? It's not contradiction because it's not even a remake. It's a backstory of Cruella de Vil from
Origin Story. Origin Story.
Dalmatian.
Yeah, Origin.
And it made sense. It makes sense to me because I never knew the backstory of Cruella de Vil, and you know, there's understanding to it. And I think it came out at the right time because there's a lot of money in technology and, you know, all of this gadgets that they have to portray, like, effects. I think Cruella was a good film.
I haven't watched Cruella, but I really like the actress. I'm meaning to watch
Emma. Emma Stone, yeah.
She's really good.
Oh, she's good, man. She's definitely
talking
good.
About women and fur, are you looking forward to that Shabo album?
Shabo?
Shabo, Queen of the South.
I don't know. Do you know what? To be fair, I'm not really too. Me personally, obviously, I'm not too much into the UK scene as much as I want to. But I have heard her name ring bells. But like Lady Lesher, obviously, like when I like somebody, I kind of stick with them.
Yeah,
and I don't really move to anybody else if that no one hasn't touched me or taken me. Like, of course, I feel like she hasn't. That's why I can't really get into this Banks too tough. It's weird. It's a weird one. I can't get into it. No, she's cool, but I can't. You know, sometimes you. I don't think she's for me. I don't think the song speaks that for me. That's all. I'm not taking away her talent or anything like that. I just feel like nothing that she brought to me. Say like, yo, you know what? She's actually good, man. That's a decent song. But she's not for me. She's not looking at, you know what I mean? She's not aiming at me. She's
you like what's the Ghanaian girl? Brenna.
Brunya, is it Brunya? Brunya?
I think. No idea.
Yeah, I think it's Brunya. Yeah, I think
she's called, I know she's Brunya called. Means Christmas in Ghanaian. Yeah. I don't know if that's what she's trying to say.
She look like Christmas, man. But her music's good, though. I like her music. Darko's doing good things.
Darko's really talented. Do you know what?
Yeah.
The style and the way that, like, she's actually pretty.
You know who good. I think you'd like? You would like La Vida Loca,
yeah.
SB, and
Vida Loca. High as a cat, never sober.
Shay Simone, you'd Shay like Simone. Her.
I'll put her up, man. I'll put it in the phone right now.
Who else would you like? What about Steph? You like Steph?
Steph's not bad. It's all right,
who likes Steph?
You don't like Steph? I swear you like Steph. You don't like Steph?
You know, she's cool. I haven't heard
background,
much.
Background, man.
I don't think I've heard much.
Steph hard, man.
She got a new tune with, what's her name?
Miss Banks.
Miss Banks.
Yeah, I heard their video went like a million like views like in 24 hours. That's mad. Yeah.
I mean, I do like.
Congrats on
I do like Miss Banks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe I just need to give him time. You know, I'm so focused overseas music that, you know what I mean, America.
I think you need to look into some UK music.
I feel like
there's a lot of talent in
apart from Dave gets obviously like
I think the male genres D-double, are different. The male genres boys. Male genres are different.
You know what I mean?
I feel like the female genres they're almost the same to a degree. I like what's her name?
Actually
the girl from Birmingham.
That girl
from Birmingham, there's one from Birmingham.
Lady Lesher.
Yeah, I like her.
Are you talking about La Familia?
There's another one. What's my girl's name?
La Familia?
That she's in Top Boy. She actually got content. She actually speaks about
Nole.
Nole's old school, man.
Not Nole. There's one. No, Nole's hard, but I mean, there's another female. I forgot her name. She played Asha D's missus.
Top Boy. Oh, Miss Little Sims.
Yeah, okay. She's hard. I gravitate to her sort of music because of the conscious message, and see, that's what I'm talking about.
Her new album's really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sims, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, she's the artist I'm down. I'm down with her still.
Yeah, man. Little Sims' new album.
No, I'm down. I'm down, definitely.
Because I feel like sometimes, like, even though some people say I'm an extrovert, sometimes I feel like I have introvert moments. So her album really speak to me. Sometimes I might be an introvert, it really speaks to me, because sometimes I feel like I have those introvert moments, even though I'm mostly extrovert. So I really like the content, and you should definitely listen to that, Manson, if you ain't listened to that.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I haven't heard that.
I know you've been rocking the Dave album though.
Yeah, that's man, he got some deep tracks in there. I ain't gonna lie.
That album's cold. Fredo's album's cold.
Independence Day on.
Yeah,
I need to. Is it? Is really good. Yeah,
I like it, man.
I need to.
Fredo's spitting, you know.
No. Yeah, obviously, money can't buy happiness. That was. I liked it. The intro was top, man.
Fredo's cold. Dave's album's cold, man. There's a lot of. I think I need to listen to it again because there's a few tracks that.
But Heart Attack will mess you up, bro.
Heart Attack's mad.
Any African brothers, like that song is hard, man.
There's a track
that song is hard. I'm telling you that one, the volumes that speaks, man. I pulled up like so many times when I came out, man.
It was when I heard, oh man, when I heard his mom and
Survivor's Guilt's cold,
Heart Attack and the Three Rivers, like them tracks, them two.
Touching on the Windrush and touching when he was younger, and
he's
hard.
And his man's only like what, 23, 22, 23? Mad.
I said this from
day one. Why is brother?
If he follows the right track, I bet you he's gonna be as big as, I think, bigger than Skepta, man. I don't think Skepta's even that big, but
no, do you know what? You funny. Skepta's acting internationally known.
He's internationally known, in Australia, Germany, America, yeah, all of that. But I don't think he's as big.
But do you know what? I don't know if Dave. I think Skepta is more known than Dave at the moment. But I say the future will tell anyway.
When I say made it, not made, that's the wrong words. I think what I'm trying to say is Skepta, yeah, he's up there. But he's probably not up there as I would probably want him to be personally.
Skepta's in his own lane, man. He does his music for himself.
Skepta and gigs are in their own lane.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think of UK music, you're thinking of Skepta. You're thinking of gigs.
Yeah, because they're
thinking of Getz.
You see the way
Kano, Wretch.
You see the way, yeah, and that's the thing.
You're thinking of them.
Getz is the most underrated.
I'm still stuck on conflict of interest.
Yeah, underrated guy. You know, now he's getting his
due. Is he underrated?
No, he is underrated. For where we need to be fame-wise and mastering your craft.
Lyrically as sick. Well. There's a lot of UK musicians and old school rappers. It's too cold. Because you know why? Because they have to pave the way. Yeah. That's why. And that's why I feel like Skepta's not up there like that. The same way, I don't know, DaBaby will be popping everywhere. Skepta's not like that.
No, but DaBaby, the other thing is we can't compare an American to a UK because Ireland's too small. So America got states and stuff. People could be bigger. You know, they prop the artists up like to the flipping pedestal. But with Skepta, he came in as a DJ, producer, and you see the growth. And he's his own boss
and his team,
his own terms. Even the music that he brings out, his stuff he's spitting, it's just his own. He's got that freedom.
Faithful, no blacks.
Skepta's got one of the. I think freedom. Skepta's got apart that freedom. From maybe Tiny. Skepta's got one of the like most powerful teams in the UK. Like members of the team dropping classics. And I swear Jamie and Bossman just did a tune together. So you're even touching back on the Meridian branch.
I feel like maybe Fredo's up there.
Yeah, like, Fredo's popular. Fredo's very popular.
Like Fredo's up there, Dave's up there, Stormzy's up there. I think they're probably on the same level as Skepta or probably higher.
Yeah, but Youngblood's had the ball true, man. So
that's my opinion.
Skepta's almost going to the retirement end of his career.
Well, I don't think Skepta.
So he don't.
I don't
let the young bulls do their thing.
Maybe I might get slaughtered for this, but I don't think if from when I grew up to now, I don't think Skepta is all that, man. There's a lot of people that came before Skepta and even the same period of Skepta that are better.
Yeah, but not...
I don't know how he made it. I mean, congrats to him and all of that, but when you're talking about DWE, Getz, Kano...
No, true, true. DWE like, is...
Like, there's different levels to this as well, man. And this is when we grew up in the, like, in the ends with the same people. So, for me, to see him up there, that's amazing. Like, not taking no credit from him.
Do you know but what?
I just feel like there's people that deserve to be up there the same way, man.
No, no, Skepta
deserves to be up there.
No, yeah, 100%. No, but even Jamie should be up there.
He is up there.
Not as much as Skepta.
When you say up there, we have to be like, we have to be detailed. Like when you say up there,
define up there, because I feel like
yeah, up there is what
Jamie
what
is and thing. Skepta are up there.
I think in the UK they're up there.
Does anyone know Jamie?
Not know Jamie?
Okay, no, let's keep it UK
No, let's keep it universal because they're international, right? Then you're not up there.
No, Skepta is international.
I'm sorry, you're not up there.
Skepta is bigger than Jamie exactly. In the sense of fashion outside of the
whole music.
That's because
Skepta's gone to America, though.
No, exactly. No, but look what he's done. He's got fingers in pies, man. He's so influential, like with the fashion thing. He
being seen with Virgil. He's being seen with ASAP.
That's his own thing. He's on his own wave. He's on hipster. He's on a hipster wave where Jamie, as he said, he's a bit of a recluse though. He's not out there for the fame like that. He wanted to drop his record, but Jamie is such a definition of a true artist. You like my music?
You don't.
I'm not trying to go through hoops. I'm not trying to do no ads. You could, bro.
I make the song in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I do the vocals if you like it.
And I thought Jamie's a man. I thought he was going to bring out his own do-rag range at one time. I thought he might as well capitalize on something.
He's like Bow Wow beat
into
it.
Yeah. He can still do it.
No, but he's a true artist, though. Jamie's like a Kendrick, how they think of the fame and ting is second. The fame and ting is secondary.
They had a SIM card in Tesco's back in the day. Do you not remember?
The boy better know.
Serious?
Yeah, this is way before Skepta was even big.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I think I remember that.
They even had their own SIM card in Tesco's. And this is what I'm saying. There's a lot of people like even at that time, Jamie was better than Skepta. Better,
but he still is though. As an MC, he is. But Skepta's transition is to an artist that makes music and albums and content is different. Some people can be better MCs. Getz can. Murder some of most of these guys out there, but now he's owned his skill. The last two albums that gets him now, he's the full body of an artist that brings out an album.
Getz needs to be out there.
You can have all the skills. Some man's are sick MCs, but I can't do an album.
Yeah,
you'd be flicking them. You could see them trying to do tunes for the female, the Afrobeat, the garage sound. I see them, man.
I see them do that album.
That's the thing, Papoose.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Papoose's album
is Papoose up there?
Was boring. Papoose, the Nasserima dream.
When he's in that whip,
it was very book smart.
Spitting.
It's crazy. Bro.
But when he gets that mixtape bag and he's jumping on instrumentals that are hot,
that's what I'm saying.
You put him in a producer to do their own album.
Does everybody know Papoose?
No, it's sad. They don't.
do you see what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that should be up there.
Yeah, but as an artist, do you really need people to know you?
That's the thing. It's all an individual artist. Some people are in it for a different reason.
Talent needs to be shown. That's
sometimes
hidden talent.
But sometimes people's fame.
But what do you have to do to be shown? You have to jump in the ring.
But you have to do this. Individual artist though. Some artists don't want that accolade like that. Some people don't want the Mobo Awards and the Mercury Award. Some people they just want to bring out their music. And people that mess with their music do it. You know what I mean? Some people are getting money secretly. Look at Blade Brown, your boy Blade Brown. Bruv, independent, like what he's done is bruv, independent grassroots grind. That's it.
You can even say that
and
about
he's happy.
You can even say about Giggs. Giggs is number one in the UK, flying a flag. He ain't jumped through these hoops and
kind of, with Giggs is a bit different.
How come Giggs is up there? Like,
no, Giggs,
what did Giggs do?
Drake has helped Giggs' career, massively.
But that came naturally, though.
No, exactly.
Drake helped all of them,
but internationally, it bridged that. Drake was the bridge, Giggs.
It wasn't all of them.
Most of them.
But Drake knew what he was getting when he, don't get it twisted,
he brought an army.
The bridge goes both ways.
Yeah, he got an army in his
not
back.
Not really.
The bridge goes both ways.
Drake's too worldwide for both ways.
I think it does, because if you notice, it starts to bring a new clarity of music to the States, where he can also influence and then have it off the backboard, which makes him.
Because you see all these YouTube American people, now you see them doing a suspect lyric review, and they're coming into the UK scene. A lot of Americans are listening to the UK scene now.
It's changing their flow as well. They're giving
what they want. They're getting the drill, and they're getting the lyrical rap that they need because what they're missing from America, they're getting it from the UK. They're getting that lyrical rap. They're getting that hunger, that artist who really wants to rap on the beats and really wants to give it their all, and he's going to tell you the story.
I think
and
there's
he's
going
to tell you the real life that he's living.
There's even like a producer that just makes beats, drill beats, for all Americans. And they pop. And I think with Drake, yeah, if he doesn't even get anything from it, once he's got that status, people in the UK are gonna love him anyway. So imagine bringing the whole island of army behind your back, and you go to the States. That's an additional. Then you got Canada on your back. It makes you a guru. It makes you the GOAT. It makes you have a legacy. So everything that you do, you get that extra support. And then if anything, there's a new drill, whether it's Pop Smoke jumping on it, or whether it's whoever that's jumping on a drill beat, or whether it's going to be a UK artist jumping a drill beat, they'll be like, you know what, how did this occur, Drake, Godfather? Do you see what I'm saying? So it does catapult him to a different level and a different degree, because even that small thing that he did with what's them Brixton boys called, man? Section Boys.
Smoke Boys now.
Yeah, because of legal rights. But they had a £10 event. Drake pops up, bam, just like that. And then that's the era when Skepta and Giggs started making out there,
giving the fans what they want. Right?
Because if you lot remember, there was like BT Awards and UK Skepta was spitting. Giggs was like, this is before Giggs even got arrested, and he's rapping. People are laughing like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, and to me, what has Giggs really done to be up there like that? Because what I remember, he had a hardcore album, which is what, Walk in the Park. He got shifted, and then he became a legend.
His last album was cold.
What has Giggs done?
His last album was cold.
Because they respect him in the States as well.
Yeah, but I think,
and even Young Thug talking about, oh, UK guys ain't gangsters or whatever, and he's like, oh yeah, you know, I take it back, whatever. You know, I know Skepta's up there, I know Gigs.
Like, Big what? Bad. But Big I, Bad was as good, I, called Wagwan.
To answer that, Manson, yeah. With Gigs, you say what he's done. He's done a lot for UK in the sense of he's got his own signature sound. So what he's done, he's become different in the scene.
So you just spoke.
No, it's true, but it's a difference. It's still a difference, and you could pick him out from
no
any
one
people.
Was spitting.
Yeah, and Drake
like him, real. Which is
no
true.
One was spitting that
exactly.
Real.
And Drake and the thing is so hard hitting. As I said, my young cousin brought me to Gigs. I laughed.
I was on Gigs from day one.
I was like, who's Pecky this person? Man, bang, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was
running up the steps again.
I started listening to Gigs when I even rolled out to Peckham in black bandanas, bro.
Yeah, but
I thought you see them with black bandanas, literally.
But I thought, yeah, with Gigs, when I first heard Gigs, I thought it was someone was doing a studio take that like was muffled, not mastered. my cousin's like, oh, he's hard. I'm like, is it?
Yeah, he was cool.
But then I started to listen.
Yeah.
And the way the music was moving, changing, he was so signature. And Drake helped him bridge the gap to overseas to make it more prominent. That's why most American guys, they love the UK sound, because America has been regurgitating the same thing. Because we're such a small island, they could pick out the names. That's what you said about Skepta, pick up. They say, yeah, Skepta, Giggs. There's only a handful of names they know.
Yeah. They'll say,
and let's be real.
They'll say Skepta, Giggs.
Yeah, because they have to, because at least they've. Yeah.
Stormzy, Maximum.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
if you're talking about teams and what Giggs has done, Giggs, yeah. Before, like,
I only asked this question because I need education. Yeah, I'm not to be educated.
Obviously, there were people spitting the real, but not. I don't think no one was spitting it like the way Giggs
was raw.
Kai's,
yeah,
Tiny, flipping. If I forget any names, you know what I mean. Tiny Boost, like his whole camp. Like when I first started listening to Giggs and the mixtapes, S1 mixtapes, like that's all. Like for a couple of years, like that was the first thing I'd listen to as soon as it's coming out. I'm trying to listen to that. I'm trying to listen to the Giggs.
Same.
Like,
listen, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to understand.
Like, I would even say sometimes I would rather, not that I don't appreciate the new, but sometimes I'm more listening, going back to the Best of Giggs 1, Best of Giggs 2. Walk in the Park. Do you know what I mean? But I really like Big Bad. I think that was a really good album.
Don't get me wrong.
You need to listen to that again.
Don't get me wrong. I always listen to Giggs them times when you listen to Giggs. Like, I'm listening to Giggs when he would roll up with a few of these guys and link up.
What I write in a link margin up with Skepta
back in them days. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. So he's been
Kane
himself
in a cut up bag.
He's been himself.
Okay, we put Kane in a cut up bag.
I've been listening to them, but I'm just saying he's been himself, and literally Drake just bridged the gap. That's all he's done. Is that what you lot are telling me?
Yeah, but Giggs, Drake ain't gonna come to you if you're not hot, if you're not doing something for him. Drake ain't just come. Drake
What about Stormzy? I don't think Drake is gonna. As I said, Drake has been labelled as obviously a culture vulture at times.
Still sharpening steel.
Yeah.
And I understand, obviously, sometimes Drake does come off with that element of taking something and using it, making it his own. It's good skill. You know,
like Justin Bieber's doing with Skid.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Okay. So, but the thing is, Drake has paid homage the right way.
Yeah, absolutely.
He hasn't came in, ransacked the thing, bounced.
You know why? Because he just built an army.
Yeah, no, exactly. So he, as I said, he's just like war. He built an army, so he's bridged the gap to the point where he wants to help, even with funding for Top Boy doing something season. He didn't have to do that, but he personally likes it.
I wanted to see the next season. So he put it easy.
And it takes a stronger. Some people just like to. That's why I kind of took the pressure off Drake with the culture vulture thing, because he actually gives back. So he's giving people work to do. He's giving people job opportunities. He doesn't have to do that.
He's showing Popcorn mad love.
It's true.
He don't have to do that. He loves music. He loves music. He's a fanboy, like the listener that listens to his music.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a fanboy, so he's gonna do all that stuff. And sometimes it comes off corny and stuff. Sometimes, you know, because the way he looks, sometimes he's just like you got that corny face sometimes.
I think like nowadays, like people don't even want you to be a fan no more. Like, I feel like, even though like I think like people aren't proud to say I'm a fan of this artist or I'm a fan of that artist.
Why? What's the benefit of that? For me, I like what I like. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Like, it's the thing now. People don't want to be a fan. They don't want to say that they're a fan.
We know where sheeps go.
Say
we know where sheeps go.
Yeah, the thing is, that's just ego. But that's competitive and that's ego. Like, some people in the same lane. Like, musically, some people don't like it. They might like it, but they're not going to voice it and be a fan of a fan. Some people are just doing their thing. It's competitive as well. Sometimes some people are not going to be like, oh yeah, this guy's got great music, but they're both in the same lane. It depends on the individual.
I'm pretty sure Giggs,
you don't have to like me, as long as you respect me, man. You respect my music, Drake, that's it. You don't have to be my friend or nothing like that. As long as you respect the music,
someone like Stormzy, I respect him as an individual because of what he's done and what he's been doing. I think even offering £10 million, so it's £1 million a year into like black organizations, or just to help black people in general, example, as well as just doing many things. I think he just got awarded a wax in Madame Tussauds.
I saw that.
So that's big stuff. I respect that, like, as even as my countryman, I respect that big.
But it's weird also, though.
Like, also, I feel like he's just a normal old, like, from when we grew up, that's a normal MC. That's a normal MC. Like,
so you're saying Giggs is a normal, but Drake wasn't there.
Hold up.
Rest the Giggs.
When it comes to
Follow Meets Blade,
hold up. Body. You're not listening. Skepta is overrated. Not Skepta. Stormzy is overrated to me. I feel like it's a normal MC. Like, we used to go, whatever's garage, go to like an MC hotspot or whatever, we go to a set or whatever. We've heard better MCs back then. So for me, how he blew, great stuff, because it might be marketing or whatever, whoever he came across. But I don't think he's that great.
I think he's bigger than. I could see what you're saying. I think he came at the right time, and he had tracks that were able to play on the radio. But I feel like he's grown as an artist. I feel like the clash with Chip has done a lot for his artistry, because he's being challenged and forced to grow.
Yeah, the thing is, you say
on the new Dave track,
like, he hasn't responded to Chip, so I don't think that
you
was.
You can't really respond to Chip.
But the thing is, but even if you can't,
the more you respond to Chip, the more fodder.
He hasn't officially. Obviously, he could do a couple odd in the 16.
It's not going to do good for your career. He's got more to lose.
Yeah. The thing is, he hasn't really, because the sad thing is, Stormzy still won the war. Chipmunk won the battle, but Stormzy's won the war. That's how I see it.